I will send a link.
I think I can find it, that you can actually look at this entire book online, so that if you want to go back and review this, you can see that. I'll try to find that and include that in today's links, okay? Go ahead, Lauren.
Well, I was thinking, just as we were going through all those verses in Romans, I was thinking how personal this is. And then Doug used that phrase, personal. But there was a phrase that, I think it's, yes, it was when you were in Romans 8, that 26, I think it was about the Father searches the hearts, so, you know, and then the Holy Spirit prays. And but you quoted from him, and he says something about he searches in order that he may supply it. And it just really struck me. This is God wanting to supply our needs.
It's a Father heart.
Wanting to, and I don't know, I was just, from that moment on, I was so very touched by how personal this wonderful God and Father of ours is. How much He loves us. I mean, He can't love us more. Like the song we sang today, what was that phrase? I think it was in the second. Sally, can you hand me those papers? The song, Yet Not I But Christ. It says, what gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. So out of that giving of His Son, you know, God so loved that He gave. Out of that giving is that total personal touch in our lives on a daily basis. But we aren't in the good of it unless we're in the Word and we're remembering and bringing to remembrance and, you know, reviewing and chewing and meditating on this great God. And I'm also mindful that every bit of challenge, suffering that we go through is simply capacitating us. Is it not? Do we not have more capacity today than we did a month ago, 2 months ago? The hellacious nature of what we have faced in the last 12 weeks, I would say I am at a much better place because of the suffering, even though in the middle of it you don't see how you're going to get through. You don't see any good in it. You know, that's when you hold on by faith to the character of God and to the fact, Romans 8:28, He is working all things together for good to those who love Him. So anyway, I just wanted to worship the Lord with the rest of you in His precious personal care for each of us. We are not lost in the corporate. We are not lost. He cares for each one of us. And in a way that I think we will be, it'll be unfolding for all eternity when we see Him face to face. Can you imagine the first time we're going to look in His eyes? Can't even imagine, can you, what it'll be like? I've been reading the Fanny Crosby's biography, and it's really, it's a biography, there are many of them, but this one is really detailed. Feel like you're getting a little bogged down, but they talk about the impact that some of her songs had, like Safe in the Arms of Jesus, and All the Way My Savior Leads Me. Many, many songs, Blessed Assurance, but how many deathbed statements there were of people dying, getting ready to go be with the Lord and wanting to sing that song. Please, let's sing the song, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. and having being so comforted by that reality that they're about to step out of time and into eternity. And in fact, a couple of them that were mentioned, one was a little girl, little 6 or 8 year old girl, and she wanted that song, but she just didn't. She could sing the first verse, but she could not. She had no energy to sing the rest, but those in the room were so comforted as well by those that wonderful inspired hymn. But anyway, just a precious God we have. Then the last thing was, when you were talking about conformity, did you say that it's not singular, that it is a corporate thing? That the word conform... It's in the plural. Okay.
It's in the morphos, it's plural.
Yeah, and so that made me start thinking about Ephesians 4:13.
Yeah.
And so you know how Paul, I mean, he's a man, he has a history, and all of his history builds. It just, his whole history and everything he goes through with God, the Lord is progressively giving him more revelation and more knowing and putting it all together till you have that quintessential Ephesians, book of Ephesians, which you can't get beyond that, right? But, so I thought about Ephesians 4:13 in relation to Romans 8:29, being conformed to the image. But if you'll see in the context of Ephesians 4:13, it's the saints that do the building up of the body until we all attain to the, and this is 4:13, Ephesians 4:13, till we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man. Is that not conformity to Christ? In the body of Christ, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So that's another way of saying Romans 8:29, actually even a more enlarged way. But in Romans 8:29, it's the Lord conforming us to that image. But how does he do it? In the body of Christ. Through the headship gifts, through one another. That is why relating, interrelating in the body of Christ is fraught with. I mean, that's why Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against his building of the church. Because it is the gates of hell that is against our fellowship and our unity. And we addressed that just a few weeks ago. Our unity in Christ. And this is what is at stake. This. It's Romans 8:29. It's Ephesians 4:13. You know, it's the purpose of the ages. It is no small thing that we are members of Christ and members of one another. So anyway, that's how things were bouncing off in my spirit today, ruminating.
Okay. Amen. Shall we thank the Lord for his faithfulness. And this is what Jesus says to the church of Laodicea. I am the Amen, the faithful and true witness. So, if you're Laodicean, the Amen, all the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus. Everything that represents a promise that God has given to us that's never been realized in us yet, it's in him. He's the Amen. He's ratified and confirmed every promise of God as man for man, because he is the faithful and the true witness. So he's the indwelling one. He's the one that will bring us through. In Jesus' name, amen.